Daniel, D-A-N-I-E-L, Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S, 31287. Mr. Sanders is a 38-year-old gentleman, rather healthy, who comes in today with symptoms of penile discharge, possible STD, area of epigastric pain.
Hey, can we give him a number to a GI and a cardiologist? He can make his own appointment.
GI and cardiologist?
Yeah, please. Yes, sir.
So, possible STD. He also has an area over the epigastric area, over the xiphoid process that's been there for about a year and a half, and he's concerned about. Also, he says that his girlfriend told him he had a bump on his back, and he wanted that checked out, period. He's 38 years old, under social. He does drink. He does smoke. He has one child. He's divorced. He got laid off recently. Very upset about that. He had a relationship with a woman who told him that she was diagnosed with GC and chlamydia, and he should get checked, and he definitely has symptoms of penile discharge and dysuria, period. He was trained as a mechanic, but he does electrical work, and he's looking for a new job. Allergy, none except for bananas. Surgery, he's had tubes in his ears, left-hand surgery, knee scope surgery. Family history, significant for dad, with history of colon cancer, lymph node cancer. Hey, I'm in the middle of dictating. You want to listen?
I want to read.
I'll call you back.
No,
lymph node cancer. He says his dad is the longest living cancer patient in East Texas, period. He also has his mother also died at age 63 earlier in the summer with myocardial infarction. He's never had a cardiac workup. He's never had a colonoscopy, and he needs a referral for both of those since they both can be very much hereditary, period. Colonoscopy, none. Medical problems, negative. Medical problems, medications, none. Childhood immunizations after that. Allergy, none. We said that. Review of system. He said he had scoliosis in the Army. He's had some back issues but has not had any issues with that. He's worried about this bump. He also has STD. Symptoms, of course, as I mentioned, no nausea, vomiting, epigastric tenderness, leg pain and arm pain related to his work, no history of seizure disorder. His weight's 239, no significant change, 97.9, 100%, 20, 81, 119 over 79. Heart positive, stone positive, still lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash around mucosal without lesion, there's no lymphadenopathy in the growing region. And the area of the interest over the epigastric area proved to be a 2.5-centimeter cyst that he's concerned about over his xiphoid process, and there's associated tenderness associated with it. Because of his xiphoid tenderness, we did an ultrasound of his abdominal wall. No other abnormality was noted except for the 2.5-centimeter cyst. We also looked at his chest region. His echocardiogram was within normal limits. No other abnormalities noted. There's no mass or mass effect in the neck. Carotid ultrasound is within normal limits. This was also done because of his family history of heart disease and history of MI at age 63 in his mother. Next time he's referred to a cardiologist. Next time he's checked blood work, including cholesterol, triglycerides, which he's never had one done before. Next number, colonoscopy needed because his father had colonoscopy and other medical issues and lymph node involvement. Next number, he was treated with azithromycin and a Z-Pak and a rocephinogram now. Next one is blood work sent. Next one is urinalysis consistent with leukocytes 1+. Next number, findings were discussed with patient. Next number, as far as the scoliosis is concerned in his back, we did not evaluate or treat him for the scoliosis. It's something he's had all of his life, and he knew about it since he was in the Army. Next number, his liver is within normal limits. Next number, kidneys are within normal limits. Next number, there's no abnormality within the bladder region. Next number is lower extremity, which was ultrasounds, which was done because of pain, shows no DVT or PVD, and no other abnormalities were found. He will follow up with us next week, and we'll check an RPR because of his STD exposure. Thank you.